prophesy in Tishrei, Tuesday the 25th of October, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, the right way to do Hagba.
Fiat Domus, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yudalet, is explaining the Yud Ches Tova. The Chazal made a few gzeiros that create a psul on Truma. We'll explain. Truma goes down till Shlishi Letumah. That means when it's a shlishi, it's tomei, but it can't be matama anymore. And the Gemara says, one of the things that makes truma into a shlishi is a sefer. Meaning, a sefer Torah, for instance, if it touches truma, it's going to make it possible, and you can't use that truma anymore. Why did Chazal make this gzera? So the Gemara says, because they used to say, where's the perfect place to keep our truma? Truma is holy, and Svarim are holy. We'll keep it in the Aron HaKodesh. That's the right place. What happened? Animals started coming, because they smelt out the food. And at the same time, they ruined the Sefer Torah. So, Chazal said, no, you can't put Truma anymore by the Svarim. And how did they uphold that? They said, that if you will put the food by the Svarim will be Matam of the food. And therefore, that stopped people... We're talking about Truma, so the Svarim will be Metamah the Truma, and that stopped people from putting their Truma there, because obviously, first, you can't eat Truma Tomeya, you can't make Truma Tomei, etc. That's one Gzeira that Chazal made. Another Gzeira Chazal made is that if someone touches the Sefer Torah, his hand touches the Sefer Torah, he becomes Tomei. His hand becomes Tomei. And if he touches Truma now, he will make Truma also into Shlishi. Like the Sefer Torah makes Truma into Shlishi. Now another Gzeira, that if this hand that touches the Sefer Torah touches Truma, the Truma becomes Posel. Why? So Gemara says, a complete new reason, it's not connected to the reason of Sefer Torah. The reason is, Reparnov says, there's an Issa to touch the Sefer Torah when it is uncovered. Which we all know. There's an issa to touch the Sefer Torah when it's uncovered. In order to uphold this issa, the Panach was goiza that if you do touch the Sefer Torah when it's uncovered, your hand becomes a sheni l'tumah that can make truma posel, can make truma end of line a shlishi. So that is the din of a hand touching the Sefer Torah. There's one more halacha which we need to know, and that is that any hand that touches Truma is Matama Truma. We'll explain. That means we just spoke about a specific case that hand that touches Truma becomes Tomei when it touches the Sefer Torah. Because it did something wrong, that's also to touch a parchment of the Sefer Torah, did something wrong, so we make Chazal Gezeira that this hand now, if it touches Truma, will be Matama Truma. Chazal, after that, said a further Gezeira that any hand that hasn't been washed, and some hands are considered dirty by Chazal, any hand that touches Truma, because they are dirty, we take on that it's a Matame Truma. So now, now that we have this second Gezeira, that any hand that touches Truma makes Truma possible, is there any ramifications from the first Gezeira of a hand that touches a Sefer Torah? So the Machlokes Rishonim here, as follows. Some Rishonim say that the issa of a hand to touch the parchment of a Sefer Torah is because the hand is dirty. And therefore, if it touches the Sefer Torah, it's going to become Tomei because it wasn't right for him to touch the Sefer Torah with dirty hands. And Mamela will be Matama Truma. So now once we say all hands are anyway dirty, and even without touching the Sefer Torah, Chazal made a further Gzeira that all hands that touch Truma, puzzle the Truma because the hand is anyway Tomei, because it's dirty. So there's no nafkamina anymore in the first zera of a hand that touches the Sefer Torah. Because it's all discussing stum hands are considered dirty, and stum hands anyway are matama truma, even if they don't touch the Sefer Torah. Now the Tosfos Shita is not like that. Tosfos Shita is that a hand that touches a Sefer Torah is osa even after you've washed your hands. Meaning, Chazal say stum hands are dirty, and therefore they are truma. But the issa of touching is even when you've washed your hands, touching the Sefer Torah is a bizoyan. It's not right that a person should touch the Sefer Torah. And therefore, even after you wash your hands and they're clean and you touch the Sefer Torah, you'll still be Matama Truma. So there's according to Tosis, there's still enough Gemina in that first Zera of a hand that touches the Sefer Torah. Those are the three dinim we need from the Gemara and Shabbos. So now, going over to Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, the Beis Yosef, brings that the Bnei Ashkenaz, when they do Hagba, they touch the Sefer Torah, as the Lashon HaGemara is, Oichel Sefer Torah Orum. They touch it Orum, uncovered. So he says, how come when they do Hagba, they touch it uncovered? We'll see in a minute how they touch it uncovered. But he says, the Bnei Ashkenaz, when they do Hagba, they touch the Sefer Torah uncovered. So he says, how come? The Gemara says, you're not allowed to, because Oichel Sefer Torah. So he brings the Modcha, which is the Cholek on Tosfos, and says that the whole issa of touching is when you haven't washed your hands, because dirty hands. Not like Tosfos that holds the issa of touching is even after you wash your hands. And therefore, the Bnei Ashkenaz says, they sort of rely on the Modcha that you can wash your hands. You wash your hands before davening. So Mamela, when you pick up the Sefer Torah and you touch the parchment, let's say, Bnei Ashkenaz do that, he says, it doesn't matter because you're allowed to, because you washed your hands. Says the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, I am from the children of Ashkenaz, Anim Bnei Bnei'em, and I've never seen anyone that is not makbid on touching the Sefer Torah and relies on the Modcha to wash your hands. We don't touch the parchment. We don't touch the parchment. What's the Beis Yosef bringing? The Bnei Ashkenaz touch the parchment. Okay, we leave that aside for the moment. There's another machlokas. Tosfos in the sugya says, "Rapanu says kala oichas b'sefer Torah orum nikva orum." The Gemara explains that he touches, let's say, parchment. He's nikva orum. It means that he doesn't get the schar of the mitzvah he's doing. For instance, if he's doing glila hagva, he won't get the schar of hagva because he's touching the parchment. If he's reading the sefer Torah and he's touching the parchment, he won't get the schar of kriyas haTorah. Won't be yotze basically. Now, Tosfos says it's not dafka sefer Torah. Oichas b'sefer Torah is the Lashon HaGemara. Tosfos says it's not dafka sefer Torah. Hu adin all of nach. Hu adin all of nach. If one there's an issa to touch. We have to remember there's two shlavim. There's an issa to touch, and because of the issa to touch, then metama the hand, in order that the hand will be metama tumah. That's just to uphold the issa. But the first stage is if there's tumah, that tells me that there was an issa to touch. The ista touch is what creates the tumah. So, the Gemara says Sefer Torah, says Tosfos who are in all Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And Tosfos brings a raya from a Mishnah in Yudayim, in Perek Gimel. The Mishnah says that kol kisvei hakodesh metamim es yadayim. All kisvei, not after Sefer Torah, all kisvei hakodesh. No, if all kisvei hakodesh are metamah, why the metamah? Why should it be metamah? The only reason we know is because there's an ista touch. If there's an ista touch, then in order to uphold that issa, we make a tumah. So we see clear Mishnayos that it's also to touch, and that's why there's a tumah by all nach. However, this is also machlokas, and we'll see. So the worry is, if this is what we first want to concentrate on, if it's true that by all svarim there's an issa to touch, and that's why there's a tumah, then we're heading into deep waters. Because, okay, Sefer Torah pashtas with makbid not to touch, but the Gaon holds, and the Mishnah brings, that one is, it's roi for every kehillah to do a mahti on klaf. And we don't find people makbid not to touch the klaf. And according to this Gemara, you won't be yotza. Because if you touch, then, and further, the most nageya is Purim. We all have Megillus. And we touch our Megillus. Have you seen anyone makbid not to touch the Megillah? And we touch the parchment there. According to Tosfos, you're touching a cloth.
They're getting a mitzvah told
it. Yeah. So the question is, how should you be holding it? But Tosfos says even Shana Vim Oksubim. It's a few Tosfos. So, yeah. So, in Shulchan Aruch, Shit is a bottle like this. The Beis Yosef says it's also to touch a Sefer Torah. Orum says Dafka Sefer Torah. He doesn't bring a Shana Vim Ksuvim. the Ramah brings Yeshayimim Hu Adin Shakis Ve'Akodesh, like Toisvus, the Yeshayimim Avakis Ve'Akodesh, not have to touch. But, says the Ramah, Ve'Loi Noguke. The minute's not like that. So, there we go. Ve'Loi Noguke. You're allowed to touch Shanavim Uksuvim. However, says the Ramah, Ve'Toy Lahachmim Loi Nofali Yod, one should be Machmir to at least wash the hands. Meaning, we had the Machlokas, Toisvus, and other Rishonim. Whether this issa touching is always, even after you've washed your hand, or dafka because your hands are dirty. So at least the chumrah be yoyin the shitta that holds you need to wash your hands and that will be enough. So the chumrah, you don't have to. Okay. But Sefer Torah, says Ramai Paskin, like Tosfos, even after washed your hands, you're not allowed to touch Sefer Torah. So, lechayra, we're okay, amagilas are okay, we're allowed to touch it. First of all, we wash our hands for Shacharis, so probably for Maariv, so probably they're still clean. And even if not, it's only a Tov L'Hachmir. The world wasn't makbid on this Tov L'Hachmir, and therefore they touched the Megillah. Not like Tosfos. The problem is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that Rambam and Tosfos both hold that you're not allowed to touch, not only say for Torah, you're not allowed to touch any Nevi'im Uksuvim. You're not allowed. Either Ramah says you are allowed, lo nagu kein. The Ramah just means we don't have a lot of Nevi'im Uksuvim around, written in Klaf and Dioi. He means printed Svarim. Printed Svarim, lo nagu to be machmir to wash their hands, and Torah l'achmir to wash your hands. So it comes out two big chumras from this Magen Avraham. One, that if you have a Klaf of Nevi'im Uksuvim, a Megillas Esther, you read those clear, Megillas Esther, then since it's a proper Klaf, and the Mishnah says it's Matam Sidayim, and why is it Matam Sidayim? The only reason we know is because it's us to touch, like Tosfos. So he says you're not allowed to touch a Megillah, even after you wash your hands, because Tosfos holds, even the Ramah is taking on like Tosfos, even after you wash your hands, you're not allowed to touch a Megillah. And if you do touch, you're not Yotza. Because the Gemara says, Nikva Orum Beloi Oysa Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham is telling us that someone that touches the Megillah, even after washing his hands, is not Yotza Kriyas Megillah, which is something unheard of. And another Chumra coming out from this Magen Avraham is that even by printed Svarim, that's what the Ramah is talking about, by printed Svarim you're meant to wash your hands. Which is also unheard of. It could be, he means the printed Svarim of those days, that was more the person's work. He'd put on, he'd do the banging, etc. So that could be as a kedusha. But either way, it's still a big kedusha. That's what the Magen Avraham takes on. So we need to give a yeshuv to the minhag ha'olam. Kibay. There's another shaila, and that is hagba. Now I don't mean the right way or the left way to do Hagba. I mean a different in Hagba. That's what the Beis Yosef mentions. The Beis Yosef says that Ashkenaz, they pick up their Sefer Torah, they touch the Sefer Torah Orum. So the Ramah, Anim b'nei b'neihem, we're very makbid, avada, we don't, even with washing our hands, we don't touch the Sefer Torah. So what does the Beis Yosef mean? He saw something that we didn't see. So the Bach explains, Beis Yosef means that when it says, Kol ha'oichas b'sefer Torah orum, nikva orum, it means you're not allowed to touch anything of the Sefer Torah, even Atzei Chaim. Even Atzei Chaim. Which is, again, big news. So, says the Bach, one should be machmir like the Beis Yosef. It could be even the Ramah wasn't chayuk. The Ramah just meant that we don't touch the parchment or like the Chumrah of the Bach, which we'll see them. Says the Bach, we should be machmir. How should we be machmir? When you pick up the Sefer Torah, fold your talus around the Atzei Chaim and pick it up. And he says, King Roy the Choli Reish Amayim Nasos, and that's the minhag in Ashkenaz. That's what he says. He's just bothered that in Kuf Lamed Tes, there's halacha, you're meant to, when you make the bracha, and when B'Sha'as Kriyas HaTorah, you're meant to hold Atzei Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch says. What's going on? So he says, there's one, you're meant to wrap your hand in a talus. But why didn't the Beis Yosef bring that case, which is a Mefurosh HaDin in Shulchan Aruch, a red oyster that you're not meant to hold it? So he says, because Hagba is the most Mefurosh, everyone sees that you're holding that Atzei Chaim. So he wants to bring out, you see that the Abnei Ashkenaz touch the Tzachayim must be because they rely on washing their hands. Abba says the Bach, we shouldn't rely on that Lamaisa, and we should wrap up our hands in the Taz. Says the Taz, not like a Shver, that it's Mutter to touch the Tzachayim, it's just Tashmisha Mitzvah, it's not the actual Sefer Torah. And he Gufa brings a raya from the fact that the Beis Yosef didn't bring the case of the bracha of holding on the Sefer Torah in Kuf Lama Tes. It says you're meant to hold the Sefer Torah, and of course Beis Yosef agrees you're meant to hold that Tzachayim. The Beis Yosef just means Hag Badafka, because by Hag you open up the Sefer Torah wide, and what happens? Everyone knows it always happens. The Sefer Torah is very hard when you do Glila, the it's not coming on the right to the right place, so people pick it up. Says Beis Yosef, I saw Bnei Ashkenaz picked up with their hands. Says the Ramah, not true. They do with the talus. Says the Beis Yosef, no, they rely on washing their hands. But Atzichayim, Tzichamuta. However, the Magen Avraham again creates a problem. He brings a riot from the Rambam. The Rambam says, anything attached to the Sefer Torah, sewn onto the Sefer Torah, is matama as yadayim to be matama truma. Now again, we remember the Gemara says that whenever there's a tumah on the hands from a sefer, the reason is because of a panach, because you're not allowed to touch a sefer Torah oru. So from the issa comes the tumah. So if the Rambam says that someone that touches something stuck to the sefer Torah, it's matama the hands, mistoma. That's all we know at the moment. The reason is because there's an issa to touch it. And the Rambam's talking about even things you were not allowed to stick onto a Sefer Torah. Kal v'chomer says the Magen Avraham, Atzichayim, which its place is stuck to the Sefer Torah, that's matam of the hands. And if it's matam of the hands, it means it's also to touch. So, v'chomer, we have a clear Rambam that it's also to touch the Atzichayim. That needs dealing with. Sorry? Yeah.
But the Yekes in Holland, he got a cloth around the
Sefer Torah. So, yeah, the minig in Holland is normally minig svadim, because they were the right. They have many minig svadim there.
So, they do have a cloth around, yeah.
Either way, the Noyde Bihuda was asked in Shuvas whether, he was asked by a Talmud, he was asked whether he should be, whether one should be machmi not to hold the Atzichayim when they're doing Hagba, rather to wrap in a talis. He says, it's all machlokas, and he wants to be doicha, the raya of the Magen Avraham from the Rambam. We brought a Rambam that seems to say the Atzichayim are osher to touch. So he explains as follows. The Rambam in Alokas, he brings the first din of Agamara, which we marked him, that a sefer is matama truma. Why is it safer from Tama? Truma, because it used to put Truma next to the Svarim, and the rats would come and ruin the Svarim. So they made the Gzeira. Veloy Oid, and not only that, they made the Gzeira that if someone touches Svarim, his hand are Tomei. Now there's two problems here. He just says Veloy Oid, at the din we're discussing, that someone touches Truma, if someone touches a safer, his hands will be Matama Truma. He does not explain why, which is a complete new reason, reparnach, because it's also the touch of sefer, nothing to do with the rats. And also, v'loy oid is mashma, it's a continuation from the gzeira of sefer atzmo. Sefer, the reason why we said that sefer is matama truma, is because that the rats would come and ruin the svarim. V'loy oid, and not only that, sefer has a further curse, it's matama the hand, mashma for the, as an extension of the first reason, not with a new reason. Either way, that's how the Noyde Bihuda is Medayik the Rambam. So he brings, till now, we took on that the only reason that there can be Tumah on a hand, the only reason there can be Tumah on a hand that touches the Sefer is because of the Issa of Repanach. Because you're not allowed to touch the Sefer, so the hand becomes Tumah if it touches the Sefer, to uphold that Issa. Says the Noyde Bihuda, it's clear from that Rambam we just mentioned, that doesn't mention that term, and it's clear in Pirush HaMishnayos that there's a new reason. Noyde Bihuda says the reason is as follows. He brings the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. The reason is, the Gzeira of Sefer, let's go back to that Gzeira, Sefer that touches Truma, is metama the truma in order that they shouldn't put truma with a svar. Why is the sefer metama truma for that reason? So the hands as well, says the Rambam, in order to uphold the gzeira of sefer that's metama truma, the hands as well are also not because of rapanuch. It's a new pshat. Not because of rapanuch that you cannot. There's an issa to touch the sefer. No, you know why not? Because rapanuch is only by sefer Torah. And the Rambam talks about all Svarim. Here we're going back to the old question. Is it dafka by Sefer Torah? Or is it all of Nach? The Rambam, he wants to say, hold, it's dafka by Sefer Torah. And you know why the Rambam says all of Nach is Matama the hands? That's just to uphold that Sefer's Matama Truma. So to make sure that Xerah stays intact, we also make that Sefer's Matama hands. It makes it strong. Now why do we need to make this Xerah stronger? Well, what was weak in the Xerah? We know Sefer's Matama Truma because the rats. Why do we need to say Sefer's Matama the hands in order to uphold that Sefer's Matama Truma? Says the Rambam, says the Noid Biyodah, because Reb Panach says you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah, Orum, and you'll say, just like the Issa of touching the Sefer Torah is only Sefer Torah, not like Tosfos, it's only Sefer Torah. So you'd think that so too, the din that a Sefer is Matama Truma because of the rats, maybe we only goyza by Sefer Torah that Kedushas and Chamura, but by Nach, we weren't goyza. We weren't worried that the rats will come so much. It's only a Nach. So therefore, in order to uphold that the gzeira of the rats, that the Svarim will get ruined, is by all of Tanach, unlike the gzeira that us to touch a Sefer, which is only by Sefer Torah, therefore, in order to uphold that Issa, we made that Issa even stronger, and we say it's Matama, even the hands. So now, first of all, we've taken away one Shitzas HaRishonim. We've changed the Rambam, and we're saying that there's no Issa by Shah Nevi'im Uksuvim, only by Sefer Torah. Secondly, we've said that the whole reason why it's also to touch Nach, the whole reason why there's a Tumah by Nach, is not because of an Issa. That's only by Sefer Torah. Not because of Issa. Just to uphold a Gzeira of the Svarim that the rat shouldn't be mafsid then. And that Gzeira is even by Nach. So we wanted to show that we should make the mistake that it's the same as Repanos. It's to touch the Sefer Torah. So we also make the Svarim aren't only Matama Truma, they're also Matama the hands. With that, we can go back to the Hag B'Shaila. Can you touch Hatzah Chaim or not? The Magen Avraham brought a raya from the Rambam. The fact that the Rambam says that anything attached to the Sefer Torah is Matama, and we only know that if it's Matama, the only reason it can be Matama is because it's Oster touch. Now, we know a new reason why it can be Matama. The reason why it can be Matama is because we want to uphold the Gzeira that a Sefer is Matama Truma in order that a Sefer won't get ruined by the rats. Now, we can say like this. The Issa Lecho is the Sefer Torah Orum. Is the Sefer Torah alone, like the Noida Buddha said. Not only the Sefer Torah alone, maybe only the parchment of the Sefer Torah, not that Tzachayim. Because that's where there's a Bizoyim. There's only Bizoyim when you touch the parchment. There's no Bizoyim in touching that Tzachayim. And therefore, says the Noida Buddha, when we say things that are attached to the Sefer Torah are Matama, they won't be because we said if there's Tuma, it's because of the Ista touch. No. It won't be because of the Ista touch. It will be as the other reason. Like we saw that the Gzeira of the rats coming is not only in the Sefer Torah alone, unlike Issa Rapanach, it's in all of Nach, so to anything attached to Sefer Torah makes a Tumah in order to stop you putting the food next to the Sefer Torah. Not because of the Issa to touch. And therefore, the fact that the Rambam says that the hands that touch things attached to Sefer Torah and therefore and who are in the Atzei Chaim become Tomei does not mean it's us to touch. It just means it becomes Tomei to make sure that you won't put food there, so the rats won't. You won't put food together with the Sefer Torah. And we said to uphold that Zero, we also remember talking about the hands that touch the Sefer Torah and all of Nach. It was just to uphold that Zero. Therefore, there's no Issa to touch the Atzei Chaim, says the Noda Behuda, and the Raya of the Magen Avraham is gone. So, there's a lot more, but in half an hour, this is the Bekitza, I want to be Mesakim, Halacha Lemaisa. Going back to to the shaila of Tosfos. Tosfos lemaisa holds all mevi'im uksuvim. You're not allowed to touch. It's at the issa of touching. So what's with Megillus, etc.? So first of all, Tosfos himself says only k'tzas mashma. And there's ways to be doke's rayas. Tosfos himself has the mahalach to be doke's rayas from the Mishnah and the Yadayim. And there's other ways. The Kesa Sofer has a way. He wants to say that Tosfos brings the Mishnah and the Yadayim that all of Nevi'im are matama. So he wants to say similar idea to Noid V'Yudah, that maybe the issa is only on the Sefer Torah. And that's why there's a tumah. But to uphold that tumah, which by Sefer Torah the reason for the tumah is an issa, we say all of Nach also have a tumah. Just to uphold that ikud zera. But an issa, all of Nach doesn't have. They just have a tumah. So when Mishnah and Yedayim says that Tomei, it's just mitzad tumah, but not mitzad the issa. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Brewer says the following. When it comes to Shah Nevim Uksuvim, it's fine, the world, Amoig, not even to wash the hands necessarily. Of a Tov Lahakwe, to wash your hands, for Megillah, could be before davening, is good enough. That's one halacha. The Gabi touching mezuzahs, I didn't go into this, the whole Kibbeig about it, he's very upset that people touch mezuzahs if they're not in their parchment. The Kesa Sofer deals with that Rabbi Kivega. But he says, one thing one should be careful when one touches mezuzahs, used to be there was a hollow in the door where the Shem Hashem was, and it was uncovered. Be careful not to touch the Shem Hashem. Because he says he's seen many mezuzahs that have been rubbed out, the Shem Hashem has been rubbed out by people kissing them. He yells, b'chal, there's no inyan to kiss the mezuzah. He says, the maril, says, why be, the Rabbi Kivega says, it's just a maril, why be over averus because of something that's not the furish in the Gemara. So have to be careful. But of course, the Maestro Dominic is the kiss the mezuzah, just not on the Shem Hashem, and it's normally covered anyway. Legabe the Atzechayim, Hagba, what one has to do. So the Halacha Lamaisa is Vipaskan, that you don't have to wrap your talis around Atzechayim, because of this Noid Behuda. However, if one does want to be Machmir, that was asked to the Noid Behuda in the next Shuvah, and he says you have to be careful because you might be held as a Baal Gaiba, and therefore do it quietly. And Mr. Rua brings a zoi, you should do it quietly. If you want to be a machmir on the tzadim, you can wrap your talis around. Sefer Torah, one is not allowed to touch, even after one washes the hands. Machorah, that one has to be careful, probably even when they're showing the place to someone that's coming up for Aliyah. I don't think there's a hetzer to touch. And one more din, Negeah, to Sefer Torah, and that is, yeah, that a sofer or someone that needs to fix up the Sefer Torah, that of course is allowed if he needs to